Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Steve Roberts, political analyst, joining us here on WBEN. And Steve, we got a lot to get to. Of course, the big debate tomorrow, preview of everything that's happening there. But I do want to start with your thoughts on something that's happened here in Buffalo. And over the past couple of years, we've had a long-serving congressman, Brian Higgins, resign from Congress before his term was up, go take a job in the private sector. He's running a theater now. DA right here doing the same thing. Before his term was up, taking a job at a private law firm and leaving office. Just last week, the mayor of Buffalo was appointed, named, still has to be a contract to be worked out, but it's the new president and CEO of the OTB here in our region, set to leave office before his term is up and go into the private sector. I'm just wondering if you have any feelings about, or is this a national movement, you know, to go and do this, where politicians will say, hey, I'm not going to see out my term, I'm going to take another job?
Well, I have two impressions. One is, some of this is natural. People who, particularly people who go into public service fairly young and have not built up a family nest egg, at some point, you know, when their kids, the break point often is when their kids are going to college, and they just simply need to make more money. And I've seen this pattern many times. There's nothing unusual about people saying, at some point, you know, I just have to go into the private sector and support my family. Having said that, I do think there is more of a dissatisfaction and disillusionment with public office these days. You see it also in Congress, where you've had a number of fairly junior members say, I'm leaving. You know, you had a senator last year, Ben Sasse of Nebraska, leave to become president of the University of Florida after less than a term in office. And I think a lot of these people who are leaving public office express frustration with what life is like in these public offices. And they find it harder and harder to get something done. They find it harder to work across the aisle. And it's the more moderate centrists who are most frustrated. The ideologues on both sides, they're out there making speeches and they're happy for the publicity and the platforms. But the people who go into public life to actually be pragmatic problem solvers are often finding, whether it's on the local level or the national level, finding life much more frustrating these days. So on top of the natural impulse to provide for your family, there is that declining satisfaction with public life that helps explain some of this.
All right, well, on to the big presidential debate. Tuesday night, pivotal debate, maybe the only one before the election. Do you think this will be more about policy or personality?
Well, it's always both, because policy conveys personality. I mean, if, for instance, to take a good example, when Kamala Harris talks about abortion, she's not just talking about the specifics of the issue. She's trying to convey to voters a much larger sense of, see, you know, the Republicans don't respect you as an independent woman, not just about abortion. There's a symbolic meaning there. But having said that, I've always believed that the personal connections that people make are more important than a laundry list of policies. And, you know, the problem that Harris has, both the problem and the opportunity, is that Trump is very well known. Most Americans have decided one way or another whether they like or loathe Donald Trump. Harris, in a new New York Times poll, 28% of Americans said they don't know much about her. So she has an opportunity to define herself tomorrow. And I think it's much more a question of defining herself as someone who's trustworthy, someone who's stable, someone who's reasonable, someone who's likable. Sure, they'll talk about issues like abortion and the economy, but I've always believed that the single most important goal for any candidate in a situation like this is to convey to voters a sense that I know what your life is like. I understand you. I sympathize with you. And you can trust me.
This debate really kind of happening, you mentioned that poll, at the perfect time. It seems like all the post-convention, post-candidate switch bump has, I don't know, maybe worn off, if that's the right way of phrasing it, for the Harris campaign?
Not exactly, because I think something very important has happened and has changed, and that's the level of excitement on the part of Democrats. Even if the poll numbers haven't changed a lot, those Democrats are more, far more energized. And all votes are not equal in politics. Intensity matters. If you're excited about your candidate, that means you're more likely to give money. You're more likely to volunteer your time. You're more likely to talk to your friends. You're more likely to post on social media. And you're more likely to vote. So intensity is an enormously valuable commodity and element, and Harris has accomplished. Here's what has not changed, and that's the underlying sour mood in America, which we've talked about for years now. Only 30% in the latest New York Times poll say the country's headed in the right direction, and the single biggest reason, as it has been for years now, the single biggest reason for that negative feeling is inflation. Because as we've talked about so often, that's more than any other issue. That affects families in Buffalo and everywhere else every day. They know what gas costs. They know what eggs cost. And if you look at this poll, by a margin of 15 points, voters trust Donald Trump more than Harris on the economy. So, yes, things have changed. Yes, Democrats are more excited and more motivated. But no, the underlying facts of inflation and the negative mood that inflation has fostered and continues to foster is still a big drag on the Harris campaign. For all the ways in which they represent change, she's still the vice president of the current administration, and she's still tied to that negative mood.
Steve, thank you for joining us this morning.
Anytime.
Steve Roberts, political analyst.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.